Skin Deep with Ronnie Monk is brought to you by Monk MD.
And now, Skin Deep on CJAD with dermatologist Dr. Ronnie Monk, answering your questions about your skin health and aesthetic procedures.
7:06, let's see here, minus 7 in downtown Montreal, although it feels a bit colder with the wind chill. How are you? It's Kelly Alexander with Dr. Ronnie Monk. Thank you so much for joining us. And Ronnie, I haven't seen you since December.
Happy New Year, Kelly.
Happy New Year to you.
All the listeners.
Exactly. We're so happy to have you back. Look forward to the show each and every month. And, you know, we're just kind of almost midway through January, but a lot of people are still sort of in that, you know, New Year, new you situation, especially because it's 2020. I think that's like a big deal for people.
Sure.
And so I wanted to ask, with regards to the clinic and all that, what sort of resolutions do you guys, you know, want to sort of have out there that people start to think about?
New Year's resolutions. I mean, I guess the biggest thing, well, you know, I see a lot of different resolutions. Why do people come to me? I mean, people generally come to me because I'm a dermatologist. They want to improve their skin.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of people, you know, there's a saying, new year, new you.
Mm-hmm.
Just because you're getting older doesn't mean you have to look or feel older.
Yep.
And so I think it's important to take care of your skin. So a lot of people, you know, January, February, we definitely see a spike of people doing treatments, whether it's laser rejuvenation to improve and even out the skin, or injections, but people definitely want to take good care of themselves from the outside. So we definitely see a lot of that. The other thing we see a lot of is body.
Right.
So body treatments have really taken off in the past 10 years.
Okay.
And as you know, I've talked about it many times on air, we do Cool Sculpting in my office.
Mm-hmm.
And for sure, new year, you know, people are at the gym more, working out more. They want to feel better physically about how they look and how their bodies look. And so we often see a spike of Cool Sculpting this time of year.
Perfect. And I want to remind people that you're actually on social media right now, Facebooking Live, so you can join us that way. And of course, if you have questions for Ronnie, here until 8 o'clock on CJD, so 514-790-0800 by phone and 514-800 by text. I know when we did the last show in December, we actually couldn't really keep up with the lines because people had so many different questions with regards to PRP.
Yeah.
And then we had some questions about skincare, of course, and then I think laser, because you do a lot of laser treatments as well. So if you have any of those types of questions, of course, Cool Sculpting too, if you want to sort of really understand what that's about, call in. We're happy to answer those questions. You can also text in as well to 514-800. We'd love your first name in the text. And don't forget that if you would like to reach out to Ronnie at his office to book a consultation, very simple, 514-937-2757. And the website is monkmd.com. That's MUNKMD.com.
I'll tell you something very interesting about skin health.
Mm-hmm.
Recently, there's been more and more research looking into internal health and, you know, the health of an individual and the way their skin looks. And what we found, and we don't know if it's a correlation or if it's really indicative, but what we found was that people that have healthy skin are generally healthier.
Okay.
So what that means is they die less of heart attacks, less strokes, longer lives, less cancer. So you have to ask yourself, why is that? Is it because people that take care of their skin also have healthier lifestyles? They don't smoke, they don't drink, or they do that less, less alcohol, better sleep, more exercise. Is that why people with better skin live longer? Or is it actually because the skin is a window into your internal body? And if your skin is healthier, it also can mean that you are a healthier person inside. And so there's more and more research going into that now, looking at whether it's a true correlation, skin health and internal health, or whether it's really just a coincidence. Personally, it's funny because then you would think, you know, we do all this laser stuff, we improve the way our skin looks, the way our skin ages. Is it really all just aesthetic? Is it just to make us look good? Or mm-hmm. is there actually improvements on an internal basis? We don't actually know, but it's very, very interesting. There's more and more studies coming out with looking at those points.
Something I wanted to ask you, because you mentioned it just a few moments ago, and I just wanted to expand on it. now that we're fully in winter and it's, and the kind of temperatures all over the place, like it's -8, then it's -16 on Friday, I think tomorrow it's like +1. So we're all over the place. And when it comes to hydration, do you find in the winter, Ronnie, that people forget to drink water?
I find people always forget to drink water. Okay. So everybody makes fun of me now because I, when I'm working out at the gym, I bring a 1 gallon mug with me.
Oh my Lord.
And I'm drinking a gallon during my workouts. I really focus on drinking water. I think it's super important for your body and, mm-hmm. and for sure for your skin also.
Okay.
I can't tell you how many people I'm seeing in my practice on a daily basis now with eczema, dry skin, rashes, and a lot of it has to do with the weather, and it's extremely dry, and when it's so, you know, our air lacks humidity, your skin is going to dry out quick. So number one, drinking is very important. Number two, hydrating your skin is super important. I always suggest moisturizing at least twice a day, especially in the winter.
Yeah.
The other things that are very important is avoid hot, hot showers because those really dry out the skin.
Yeah.
So if you have sensitive, irritated skin, take lukewarm showers, not too long, not too hot. Moisturize as soon as you come out of the shower. Maybe avoid perfume or cologne if you have very sensitive, irritated skin, and absolutely moisturize head to toe, because otherwise you'll be very dry and very rashy this time of year.
We've had a text come in to 514-800 asking the pros of Cool Sculpting.
Okay, so let's talk Cool Sculpting for a sec. So Cool Sculpting is a technology. It's been out now probably almost 10 years. And it's a way to shape the body. So when I say shape the body, it's basically a technology that kills fat cells. So anywhere you have fat that you can pinch, whether it's your abdomen, your love handles, your back, you know, a lot of women under their bra get pockets of fat under their back, under their bra.
Mm-hmm.
So the back fat, under the neck, a double chin, for example, the arms. As we age, we get a lot more fat accumulating in the arms. So anywhere you can squeeze the fat, Cool Sculpting can treat. And Cool Sculpting is freezing those fat cells to about -11 to -13 degrees Celsius.
Mm-hmm.
And at those temperatures, the fat cells are dying and they're not coming back. So it's a long-lasting fat reduction procedure
mm-hmm.
where you're actually shaping your body. So the pros of Cool Sculpting really are that the safety. I mean, it's one of the technologies that's the best studied in the world.
And you've done it to yourself. You have done it.
I've done it to myself. I've done it on hundreds of patients. It works. But it's safe. I mean, that to me is the most important thing is, you know, anytime you do surgery, you have liposuction, you do a tummy tuck. There's a lot of risks associated with those procedures. Cool Sculpting in comparison is one of the safest things you can do for yourself. And, you know, people, are generally very happy with the treatment. When I first started using it, we were more conservative. We usually recommended one session, maybe a second session. Since then, we've gotten more, I would say, aggressive in my office. We do more sessions, and we're seeing even better results. And I think our results are very close to what surgery can do as well, without downtime. So that's the other benefit, is it's safe. There's zero downtime. You can, you know, if you're a mom with young kids, you could pick up your kids. You don't have to stay in bed. You can go and play sports or work out the day after. It's a very simple yet effective treatment that will really shape your body.
Perfect.
So that, I mean, those are some of the reasons I love it. But it's also, the other thing is anybody can do it.
Right.
I mean, unless you're allergic to the cold, because some people are allergic to cold,
mm-hmm.
and then it's maybe a bit of an issue. But aside from that, you can have other medical issues, heart problems, liver problems. It's not an issue to do Cool Sculpting, but you have to be a good candidate. So
okay.
Step one is a proper consultation. Make
yeah.
sure it's going to work for you and you're a good fit with the treatment, and then you can go ahead and treat.
Skin Deep with Ronnie Monk is brought to you by Monk MD.
Thank you so much for joining us on Skin Deep with Dr. Ronnie Monk. It's your host, Kelly Alexander. 514-790-0800 by phone and 514-800 by text if you'd like to join us. And of course, we'd love your first name in the text. Don't forget as well that Dr. Monk is actually Facebooking live tonight. So if you want to jump onto his social media, at MonkMD, you can join us that way too. And his phone number at his office, 514-937-2757. The website is monkmd.com. Ronnie?
I wanted to address text that came in because before the break we were talking about skin health and I was saying how skin health can be a marker of, you know, having better skin on the outside can be a marker of better internal health on the inside.
Right.
And somebody texted in saying, you know, if somebody has acne scarring, does that mean that they're less healthy? And that's absolutely not the point I was trying to make. I mean, unfortunately, we can't control if we have acne or rosacea or we have a condition of our skin. And you know what? To be honest, most of us have some sort of condition in our skin at some point in our lives. So that's not in our control. And it doesn't mean if you have acne scars or acne that you are less healthy because your skin is unhealthy. That's not the point I was making. What I was trying to say is that there's more and more studies showing that if you take good care of your skin and your skin is healthier from the outside, there may be an association with internal health. This association is not 100%. It doesn't mean you have bad skin, you're unhealthy, you have good skin, you're healthy. Absolutely not. A lot of people are very unhealthy and have pretty good skin and vice versa. So that's absolutely not the point I wanted to make. I just want to make sure that all the listeners know that. A lot of skin conditions are out of our control, and luckily there are great treatments to improve those conditions, but there's not a clear association at this point with skin health and internal health, but there might be some association. That was the point.
Perfect. We're going to head to the phones. Laura right now has a question about some skin around the eyes. Hi, Laura.
Hi.
Go ahead.
Hi. My question is regarding the skin around my eyes. I'm very dark. I have purple underneath, and I'm red on the upper lid of my eye, and my veins tend to show. So I'm looking for a way where I don't have to constantly cover it up. I want to wake up in the morning, just get out of the house, and not have to worry that I look like I'm dead tired.
Absolutely. So this is probably one of the problems I get consulted at my office about the most are dark circles under the eyes. And there's so many different factors associated with it. So sometimes you could have dark veins under the eyes and that leads to blood pooling in the area and that can cause darkness. In those circumstances, I'll use a vascular laser, which is a laser that targets the little blood vessels and will get rid of those vessels. And then it really helps brighten the skin under the eye. Other people will have what's called a tear trough, which is a little indentation under the eye. And it's usually genetic. I mean, even one of my daughters has a tear trough that I noticed and she's 6 years old. So it's something that can definitely, it's genetic. It's the way your bones are formed. You have a little indentation, but what happens as you get older and you lose the volume in your cheek, in your temples, so in areas around the eye, is that hollow becomes more and more pronounced and prominent. And the more hollow it is, the more there's a shadow. So when the light reflects off the area, it looks dark. You look tired because of that shadowing effect. And this is where fillers, which is injections of hyaluronic acid, are very, very helpful to ease that hollow and to improve the shadowing under the eye. There's also different types of lasers. Aside from vascular lasers, there's different types of lasers you can use to brighten the skin. Skin care can also make a big difference. So in my office, we use medical grade products and skin care creams to really improve the quality and tone of the skin. And there's great eye creams. So having dark under eye is a complex issue. A lot of the people have multiple factors going on at the same time. And to be honest, Laura, the best thing to do is a proper consultation. Let's assess it properly, see what your cause is, and then that will guide as to which treatments will work the best for you.
514-790-0800 by phone and 514-800 by text. We're going to head off to Helena. You have a question about hydroquinone?
Hi, yes. I used to use like 4% hydroquinone. It was a prescription from my dermatologist back in the day. But now I was told that that product is no longer available. So what's out on the market that would actually be comparable?
So hydroquinone, for those that don't know, is a bleaching agent. So it's an ingredient that when you apply it on the skin, it helps prevent the formation of pigmentation. So there's some people that have a lot of pigmentation, or some people have melasma. I've talked about melasma on the show before.
Yes.
It's basically a condition where the skin makes and produces a ton of pigmentation. You ever hear, Kelly, of pregnant women getting what's called the mask of pregnancy?
No, I've never heard that.
Okay, so it happens a lot because it is hormone related. It is melasma in pregnancy. And basically, the skin can really develop a confluent pigmentation over the entire skin. Could be the upper lip. A lot of women will come in and say to me, it looks like I have a mustache, forehead, cheeks, nose, any area on the face can be involved. And it's just very dark and pigmented. So hydroquinone is an ingredient we use to really brighten the skin. Unfortunately, hydroquinone's taken a bit of a bad rep lately because it's no longer used in Europe. And it's been shown that in mice at very, very high quantities over long periods of time, it can be carcinogenic, meaning it causes cancer. Do I think it's safe? I absolutely think it's safe in short uses. So in my practice, I still use hydroquinone, whether 2 or 4%. It is available. I use it in people that really need it, but we use it for 3 or 4 months at a time. After that, we get people off hydroquinone, and there are other ingredients that can do similar action without hydroquinone. So there's kojic acid, there's vitamin C, there's other antioxidants, there's arbutin. These are ingredients that will, like hydroquinone, help prevent pigment. Where we get great results in my practice is combination. We use a combination of all those things together. We have we have concoctions that we recommend, and they really work amazingly for pigment. So if you suffer with pigment, there's great options out there. Just see a specialist and get a proper consult.
514-790-0800 by phone and 514-800 by text. We're coming up against the news, Ronnie, but I did want to ask if you can sort of answer this one. We were talking about cool sculpting just earlier in the show, and Susan wants to know if there's an age effect result.
It's a great question because we get all ages doing cool sculpting in my office, from 20s to 80s. To be honest with you, we've treated some older men and women. If your skin is very lax, then you can reduce the fat, but you're still going to have that lax skin. So in those cases, when the skin's really loose, we tend to do skin tightening at the same time as we do cool sculpting, and we've seen very good results with that. If you have a young, healthy, tighter skin, then you probably can just do cool sculpting, and you'll see a very, very nice improvement. With cool sculpting, you do get a rebound tightening of the skin, but it's not a drastic tightening. So a lot of people think, you know, I have this fat on my love handles. If I reduce it, am I going to just have saggy love handles?
Mm-hmm.
And that would defeat the whole purpose. And the truth is, it doesn't happen. It really gives a beautiful result. The skin rebounds. The skin laxity improves. So it does tighten the skin. But if you're really advanced, if you're maybe in your 70s or 80s, your skin is really loose, you probably need another treatment that's going to tighten your skin at the same time.
Okay.
So again, proper consultation will guide you as to what you need the most. But what's great about Body is there's so many great technologies out there, many of which I have in my practice, that will help to really improve the way you look and feel.
You're listening to Skin Deep with Dr. Ronnie Monk on CJAD.
Skin Deep with Ronnie Monk is brought to you by Monk MD.
Good evening. Thank you so much for spending time with us on the show, Skin Deep with Dr. Ronnie Monk. It's your host, Kelly Alexander, 514-790-0800 by phone and 514-800 by text if you'd like to reach out to Ronnie, who is here until 8 o'clock. And of course, you can reach him at his office if you'd like to book a consultation. His staff, great. They're happy to take care of you. 514-937-2757. And the website is monkmd.com, MUNKMD.com. We had a text come in over the break, Ronnie. And it's a lady, Nancy. She's 40 years old, and she wants to kind of know how to manage age spots. Because she says they're sort of common in her family, and she's starting to see them now.
So, most of the time age spots will start around our 40s. We'll really start to notice more and more spots coming out.
Okay.
So in my practice, I do two different treatments for age spots, or I should say three treatments. The first thing I recommend for most of my patients who set foot in my practice is IPL. So we do an IPL called Lumecca, and that's IPL stands for intense pulse light. So it's basically a light treatment. We do full face, and what it does is it takes away sun damage, rosacea. It gives you a glowy, more even, youthful skin. So if you're looking for healthy, younger skin, this is the first treatment you're going to do. People love it because there's zero downtime or very minimal downtime. And immediately your skin is more glowy, more even, and younger looking. And there was actually a really big study out of Stanford a few years ago showing that people that do regular photo rejuvenation sessions, that's what it's called.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm talking about 2 per year, will actually have younger looking skin in 10 to 15 years time compared to today.
Oh, wow.
So it actually is anti-aging. And in this study, they actually biopsied the skin and they showed that the DNA was younger 15 years later compared to 15 years before. And these are people that just did 2 yearly IPLs.
Oh,
twice
wow.
Twice a year. So IPL, it's the first treatment that I did on my skin when I was practicing medicine or dermatology. It is gentle. There's minimal downtime. Almost anybody can do it, and it really gives you a much more youthful, even tone. So if you have any brown spots coming out, usually my first recommendation is IPL. Thing with IPL is it won't get rid of every spot you have. It's going to clean up. Your skin's going to look better, but it won't get rid of individual age spots or brown spots. It might lighten them, but it won't necessarily get rid of them. So we have another laser in my office. It's our PicoWay laser, picosecond laser, and this is a laser that it does everything pigment. So we do melasma, we do age spots, we do moles, and the beauty is it treats the pigment without leaving a scar on the skin. It's beautiful. It will fade any spot. And the results are really, really amazing. So that's what we use for age spots the most often. Third thing is if your age spot is raised, because a lot of people get what are called seborrheic keratoses, which are kind of brown, rough age spots. And those, they often happen on the body, but a lot of the times on the face too. I'll use a CO2 laser, which is basically a laser that cuts them out. I often post on my social media, on my Instagram videos mm-hmm. and stuff of me doing this laser. So it's a great laser that precisely cuts out moles or age spots that are raised without leaving scars. So it's a really, really fantastic laser I recommend if you want to remove anything off your skin. So there's options. Again, best thing to do is a proper consult, see what you need.
Okay. 514-790-0800 by phone and 514-800 by text. Ronnie here until 8 o'clock. And I did want to mention, too, because you brought up your social media, if someone listening right now is nervous about some of these procedures, they really need to jump onto your Instagram and watch these videos because you see it happening live.
For
like,
sure.
You know, and I think it takes away some of the mystique and maybe some of the misconceptions about what some of these procedures are. And so, yeah, so definitely jump on and check out Ronnie's social media at MonkMD, MunkMD.
We post before and after pictures.
Yeah.
But we also post a lot of us doing the procedure to kind of explain to everybody how it works. You see people being treated. You see it's not bad. 'Cause like you said, there is sometimes, unfortunately, there is a stigma associated with cosmetic procedures.
Yeah.
So I think it's important to be educated and to know what's out there and to see that it's really not so bad.
Now let's talk about aesthetics. And I know we talked about it briefly in December during your last show, but it was so fascinating. Can we talk more about jet peels? Like, what are jet peels?
Yeah, so that's something new we brought into my office. I think it was November, maybe we brought it in. And it's another way to improve the skin. So jet peel, it's a technology we brought in. We were the first in Montreal to do it. And it's basically delivering serums into the skin by blowing them in. And what's fascinating about jet peel compared to any other peels or the oxygen facial or stuff like that is the serums will literally go 3 to 4 millimeters in depth in the skin, which is really significant. And that's where you want it to go to really have any major
action. So it's like
the
roots of your skin, like it's really getting in there.
It's getting in there. It's really going all through the skin layers. And it's, you know, there's different types of serums. If you want hydration, we infuse hyaluronic acid. If you want exfoliation, it's glycolic acid. What I also like a lot, there's also a stem cell serum. There's also a brightening serum if you have pigmentation. So actually, one of the things we started doing since we got the Jet Peel, and everybody we've done it on really loves it, is combining this with our IPL device, our photo rejuvenation device, in the same session.
Oh, wow. Okay.
They're both gentle. They both don't give downtime. So you walk out, your skin is glowing immediately, and it's beautiful. If you do a series of two or three sessions combining those two treatments, you're going to have a new skin in about a month's time, because we could do it a week apart. Treatments.
Okay.
And it's incredible how your skin will look fresh, rejuvenated, glowy. You'll feel like a new person. It's amazing.
And when you do the Jet Peel, I know you said there's no downtime, but do you have to be sort of careful of the sun or something?
Okay. I mean, minimal. Anytime you do any treatment, you want to be careful for like 48 hours, let's say, but minimal. I mean, it's not like doing a laser treatment.
Okay.
The other thing we do with Jet Peel, which is fascinating, is with there's water that we infuse in, and that kind of cleans the skin before we infuse medicated serums. And with that water, we do a procedure that stimulates lymphatic drainage of the skin. So if you're prone to swelling or toxins or that sort of thing, Jet Peel is a really nice way to have a cleaner, fresher skin, and your lymphatics will work better as well. It's quite fascinating.
And when you come in for a Jet Peel, you have to consult with the patient to decide what's best for them or what they're looking for?
It's such a safe, gentle treatment that not every patient wanting a Jet Peel sees me. Sometimes they'll just meet with my team, whether it's my technicians or my nurses, and they'll do the consult with them, and then they'll treat with a Jet Peel on the same day.
Mm-hmm.
Usually patients will meet with me more if they want a specific plan, or if they want guidance as to which treatment will work best for them, I'll meet with them. But if people call and they say, you know, I want to do a peel, or I have a blocked pores, I want something to clean out my pores, then oftentimes you'll just go right with my technician. And obviously if there's any concerns or questions about your skin, then I'm there to answer them.
Okay. How long does a Jet Peel take?
It takes about 20 to 30 minutes.
Okay.
And you literally walk out of the office, your skin is glowing. So what we recommend actually is if you have an event like a wedding, a party, you want to have the best skin possible, you're going to do a Jet Peel the same day. Same day, because your skin is glowing immediately.
Wow.
You watch the Golden Globes, see all the celebs on the red carpet.
Yep.
I mean, a lot of them are glowing, and they're all doing treatments on their skin. I mean, this is what they're doing to really maintain their looks. And Jet Peel's one of those treatments that's very popular in Hollywood that, you know, a lot of those celebs are doing day of to make their skin look as good as possible.
Skin Deep with Ronnie Monk is brought to you by Monk MD.
Thank you so much for spending time with us on the show. Skin Deep with Dr. Ronnie Monk, your host Kelly Alexander, hanging in with you as well. Ronnie, we've had some texts come in to 514-800, so I just want to jump to them before I get to my Golden Globes question. Does vitamin C help with pigmentation and sunspots?
It does.
Okay.
I'll tell you why.
Okay, tell us why, Ronnie.
So everybody on their skin should be wearing sunscreen regularly.
Yep.
Vitamin C is an antioxidant. Antioxidants are super important because any of the damage caused by the sun that gets through the sunscreen, and there's always some sun that gets through, it will cause what's called ROS, or reactive oxygen species. And we need antioxidants to quench those up. And they bind to the reactive oxygen species and don't let them cause damage to the skin cells. So antioxidants on top of your sunscreen is something really important to help protect your skin. Also, every day we're exposed to pollution. You know, there's more and more evidence showing blue light coming from computer screens and TVs is harmful for our skin. So antioxidants will help to protect from blue light. So, I mean, I have my go-tos for skincare, which if you want, we could talk about.
Mm-hmm.
But sunscreen, antioxidants are definitely top two on my list for ways to protect your skin and keep a very, very healthy, youthful skin.
Okay, perfect. Actually, we have Erin on the line. I want to see if we can get to her. Erin, what's your question for Ronnie?
Hi, Dr. Ronnie. I just had a quick question about, I've had psoriasis for about 15 years, and I seem to have developed it on my face now. But it's not the red patchiness. It just kind of, paled out into like a white blotches.
Yeah.
Is there a procedure that I could use? I've been using Protopic, but it hasn't been helping. It's been over 6 months now.
Yeah. I mean, psoriasis on the face can often be a very frustrating condition because, of course, you're getting more and more of these spots affected on your face, and it's frustrating. As psoriasis clears, so psoriasis is often red, flaky, yep, but not all the time. And as it clears, sometimes it leaves this white, what's called hypopigmentation. So it's whiter than the rest of the skin. It's usually a temporary phenomenon, and it usually does improve over time, but it can last a long time, especially if you take a lot of sun. If you take sun, those white spots don't tend to tan as well, and then the contrast is much more obvious.
Okay.
So in these people with some uneven skin tone, what can we do? There's definitely creams, so I'll usually put people on a routine of medical-grade skincare products that really help to blend the skin in and make it less obvious. That's
yeah,
one thing we can do. Sometimes, depending on the person and how the spots look, we'll recommend some laser treatments that can improve it too. But it's not an easy issue, and oftentimes it's just a waiting game and a matter of time before it improves itself.
Aaron, thank you so much for the call. I had a question for you with regards to Golden Globes. So when I was watching, Brad Pitt, who obviously beautiful man.
Yeah.
But I've seen some, I guess, magazine covers with him over the last couple of years, and I know he's into his, I think, middle 50s for sure. I think he might even be 56 at this point. But there's been times where, like, he just wasn't looking that great in the skin area, but he was glowing and just ready to rock on Golden Globes night, and he seemed more full. So do you think it was a jet peel he did? Like, what was going on with him?
I mean, you know what's interesting is more and more men are treating themselves.
Okay.
And I think that Hollywood probably is similar to real life in that I think more and more of the male celebrities are taking better care of themselves.
Yeah.
So what are these celebs doing to really improve how they're aging? I think it's a combination of things. I mean, a lot of them are doing injections. There's no question,
mm-hmm,
whether it's Botox to soften their lines or fillers to improve sagging. What people don't understand is fillers will improve how we age because we're improving the volume we're losing.
Okay.
So I explain in my office, I explain it, fillers are one of the most natural ways to keep your youth because we lose that hyaluronic acid and that volume, and we're just replacing it in the areas we're losing it. So, and when it's done properly, it looks the same. It just looks 5 years younger.
Okay.
So that's the whole point of doing these injections is, number one, you don't want anybody to know. You want to look very natural,
mm-hmm,
and you just want to turn back the clock. And when you see maybe these, and I don't know Brad Pitt personally, but I can only speculate, but when you see these celebrities that are looking better as they're aging,
yeah,
they're doing something.
That's,
I mean, it's impossible that they look better today than they did 5 years ago.
Right.
Good case in point is J-Lo, right? Mm-hmm. She looks incredible today.
My goodness.
She has an amazing dermatologist because she looks incredible. And if you compare her to 15 years ago, her beauty is so much more marked today. So she's taking good care of herself. Her body's also incredible, which doesn't hurt.
Yeah.
But the other thing with her is she is taking care of herself. She's doing laser treatments. She's keeping her youthful skin complexion. She's doing injections to maintain her volume. She doesn't have a line on her face. She is taking as good care of her as possible. And it's a combination of things. Skincare, lasers, injections. Those are the three pillars of any good anti-aging program.
Jennifer Aniston also looking pretty darn good.
I agree.
Yeah.
And you know what? I thought there were times, and not just her, but other celebrities too. You know, you could see some celebrities and they're overdone.
Oh, yeah.
And you know that they're doing stuff. And nobody, or at least that's not my goal. Never my goal with my patients. You want to always maintain natural contours. You don't want anybody to know. When my patients come in, they're so happy. They say, you know what? Nobody has any clue what I'm doing. They're just telling me I'm looking amazing. That's what you want. You just want to feel better, look better, and you don't want it obvious what you're doing. So that's always my goal. And you have to rely on your injector or your physician to really guide you. Number one, as to what's going to work the best for you. But number two, as to what's going to keep it as natural as possible. Because there's no question you could go overboard,
mm-hmm,
and people do, unfortunately.
Okay. And we're almost up against the clock here, but I did want to ask too, the number one goal when patients come to see you for a consultation is what? When you're sitting across from a new patient?
The number one goal for me
yeah.
is to help them reach their goals.
Okay.
So that's why in consultation, me and my team, we listen to patients, we listen to what they want, and we do our best to help them reach it. And I think we're successful a lot of the time. You know, sometimes it happens. I think you also have to be realistic. And you know what's important? Results aren't overnight. So this is what I explain to people. You have to really think of it as a process. If you have acne, for example, you want to clear your acne. I mean, people want to have clear skin yesterday. And when I tell them it's going to take a few months, they're not happy with me.
Right.
If you do injections, I mean, yes, you will look better in 2 weeks when the injections set in. But if you keep doing them with me, you will look better in 2 years than you do today and than you do in the 2 weeks post your first treatment. Mm-hmm. And I see that all the time, which is why in my office we take 3D photos. We follow everybody. I have patients that I followed from the beginning. So since I've been practicing 5 or 6 years, I have 5 or 6 year photos. And it's incredible to see people how they're transforming as they're aging. They're looking younger and younger and younger. Mm-hmm. And the results I'm seeing today in somebody who I followed for 4 years is much better than the result I saw after 6 months with her. So it's really a process. If you maintain and you take care of yourself and you do your photo rejuvenation twice a year and you do injections a little bit and you're on the proper skincare, you're not going to see the improvement in a day or in a month or even in 6 months. It's really the long run. It's really after a year, 2 years, 3 years, 10 years, 15 years. That's when everybody is going to be asking you what you're doing because you're going to look fresh and as good as you possibly can. So as a cosmetic dermatologist, that's always my goal. I want to deliver results, mm-hmm. but I want to make sure that I help my patients understand what we can do and help them reach their goals.
Ronnie, thank you so much. Can't wait to see you next month.
Thanks, Cal. This was fun.
Ronnie Monk, again, MonkMD is the website. 514-937-2757 is the office line to reach Ronnie and his staff, of course. My thanks to Chris for pushing all the right buttons. Coming up after the news, it's The Night Side with John Paul on CJAD.
The opinions expressed in the preceding program were provided for general information purposes only and should not be construed as advice from CJ8800 or Bell Media. Listeners should always consult their own qualified healthcare provider with medical questions or concerns. The preceding was sponsored content.